What would it take for one community to stop emitting greenhouse gases? That's a question lawmakers and residents are grappling with in the small city of Tacoma Park, Maryland. As WAMU's Jacob Fenston tells us, the city council is voting this evening on a resolution that could make it among the first in the nation to phase out fossil fuels.
It's the year 2045. You pull into a gas station to fill up, but then you realize it's not a gas station anymore. What look like fuel pumps are actually chargers for electric cars. This is the future imagined by city leaders in Tacoma Park, but it's also the present right now in 2020, at least at one station on Carroll Avenue.
My name is Dipeshwar Doli, and I'm the owner of RS Automotive in Tacoma Park.
It used to be a gas station with a small repair shop, but the gas station part wasn't making money, so Doli shut it down. When someone suggested turning it into a charging station, he wasn't sure about the idea. But he went home and told his wife and his 16-year-old daughter. Her face lit up.
So I was saying, Dad, you know, talk to me about the environment and stuff like that. And she said, are you going to do it or not?
He did it. Doli opened the charging station last fall, the first gas station in the country to go all electric. The Tacoma Park City Council is considering legislation that aims to get rid of all fossil fuels throughout the community. No more gasoline for sale, but also no more heating oil, no more natural gas powering stoves and water heaters.
We really do have a deadline.
David Blockstein is with Tacoma Park Mobilization, one of the groups advocating for the resolution. Climate change will cause irreversible damage unless we act as quickly as possible, he says. Even though Tacoma Park is a small city, just 18,000 people, Blockstein says policies implemented here can have a big impact, unlike what happens in Vegas.
What happens in Tacoma Park doesn't stay in Tacoma Park.
The city is known by a variety of nicknames, including the People's Republic of Tacoma Park. It has a reputation for progressive, first-in-the-nation policies. Gina Mathias is the city's sustainability manager.
Tacoma Park is not doing this alone. We are just one of any number of cities working on similar goals to reach net zero, to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions as much as possible.
Mathias spent the past year researching what other places are doing and looking at what's within the power of this one small city to accomplish. Among the ideas she came up with, phasing out natural gas by banning new natural gas appliances.
If you need to replace your water heater, you do it with a water heater that is not fossil fuel based.
This would mean switching from gas appliances to electric, since the electric grid is getting cleaner. Current state law in Maryland requires electricity to be 50% renewable by 2030, with the goal of 100% renewables by 2040. So by then, an electric stove would be powered by sources like wind and solar.
Hi, my name is Susan Baker.
At a hearing last month, many residents had concerns about a draft of the climate resolution. Everyone supported the goal of going carbon neutral, but many, including Susan Baker, questioned the methods and the potential cost.
I've already had friends who have moved out because of the tax burden already. If the cost for this becomes so outrageous that all the people that we want to be in our community can no longer live here, we're not doing smart government.
There's no full estimate of how much the whole thing would cost, but city staff estimate energy efficiency requirements could run as high as $4,000 for the least efficient homes.
We're going to have to pay one way or another.
Again, activist David Blockstein.
We're either going to have to pay by burning money to heat the planet, by having inefficient homes, or we're going to pay money to improve the efficiency of our homes.
Since the draft proposal was debated last month, city leaders have made a number of changes, for example, removing specific deadlines for each action. The revised resolution also removes the word require, which had appeared more than 10 times in the previous version, rankling independent-minded residents like Maxine Hillary.
Requiring homes to compost and micromanaging light bulbs, when you require, you get into people's personal homes. Don't tell me what to do with my table scraps.
For WAMU, I'm Jacob Fenston.